This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America, coast to coast. You could be here in Georgia, would be in California, Hawaii, Alaska, Vancouver, you'd be in Portland, Maine, or Portland, Oregon. Any of them places. You could be in New York with super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Thank you for listening in. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. If you don't have the Odyssey app on your phone, what the hell you waiting for? Where the hell you been? You can always listen on your local affiliate, wherever you live. I don't know where that is. SiriusXM. You got Sirius in your car? Got in your house? Got on your phone? Got a radio? 158 is the channel. You can listen right here to the Infinity Sports Network. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Boom. We've been hanging out for an hour already. Had a fun show. I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We spoke to Austin Carr, Cavaliers legend. We talked about Pat Riley. Absolutely love it. Told Jimmy Butler, listen, man, if you're not playing, don't talk trash. You should shut up. Jimmy Butler has to feel good about that, right? What is he going to do? He's going to go back on social media and trash Pat Riley? Can't do that, right? Nope. We're going to get into Tom Brady. Yesterday, Netflix special. Tom Brady, The Roast. Man, there's some dirty jokes in there. Man, there's some offensive jokes in there. They were Aaron Hernandez jokes. Whoa. Hey, Hickey, I felt dirty. Did you watch it in full a little bit? I know you saw a lot of the jokes, but did you need a shower after you heard some of them?
I was definitely surprised at the number of Aaron Hernandez jokes. That's for sure. Everything else, I appreciate it. I think if you're going to do a roast, you really got to get in there. You can't tippy-toe around. And I respect a lot of both former players. I mean, Bill Belichick had, you know, showed some good personality. But that was one avenue that I did not think anyone was going to go down. Ugh. And it sounded like everyone conspired to, okay, let's get your best joke, and everyone's going to do one.
You know what? Let's get one. We're gonna talk more about this later on in the show. It's just weird talking about a guy who killed somebody. It's odd. This is Tom Brady from Netflix last night, and just hear for yourself what Brady said about Hernandez.
The bar for Patriot tight ends was pretty low back then. Block, catch, don't murder.
Okay. I mean, the guy, he's still got a family, okay? He might be gone. The man has kids, their children. Anyway, we'll talk about that later on in the show. We've already had a fun one. I told you Austin Carr, he came through and joined us. Minnesota, they're looking to pick up their second victory in this Western Conference semifinals matchup against the Nuggets. And so Chris Hine is going to join us from the Minneapolis Star Tribune, because this man, Anthony Edwards, continues to play out of his mind, dropping 43 points Saturday night in game one against the Nuggets. We are not sure about Rudy Gobert and whether or not he's going to play. And so we'll ask Chris Hine for an update when he joins us in about, 15, 16 minutes. Also, the New York Knicks and the Pacers, they will be in action in about 30 minutes or so. And we all know the history between the New York Knicks and the Pacers. Typically in the 90s, these are two teams that would get together and they would punch each other in the mouth. Okay? Now, having said that, let's put one team to bed. Let's get one team the hell up on out of here. I don't want to eulogize them. It's only going to take me a few seconds, because I think over the next few years, we're going to have plenty of opportunity to talk about them. It's the Orlando Magic. We talked about the Cavs. We big them up. We know that they move on next to take on the Boston Celtics, and we'll see what they do. It took them 7 games to dispatch the Magic, the second youngest team in the NBA this past season. The team that has Paolo Banchero out there, he didn't slow down in the postseason. He's still dropping about 25 and 10 throughout the course of the series. They had an 18-point lead yesterday against these Cavaliers, and they blew it. Mainly, I would say, because of youth and inexperience. And so the Cavs end up winning 106-94. Paolo Banchero had 38 points and 16 rebounds in this closeout game where they could not get over the hump. And so the only thing they're missing is a, quote unquote, a few good men. The Magic needs some vets. The Magic needs some guys with experience. And how about this? There's been reports. A matter of fact, yeah, just listen to Shams himself. He was on FanDuel and he said that the Magic might be reaching for someone who likes to tell you he has 4 rings. It's Klay Thompson. Listen to this.
The Magic can open up in excess of $60 million in cap space this offseason. So they're going to be players. When you think about free agency and other moves that can be made, you look at scoring. In Game 7, obviously struggled a little bit to score the ball, especially in the second half of the game when the Cavs and Donovan Mitchell kept coming for them. So you look at the point guard position, but also shooting and scoring on the wing. And one name to keep an eye on, Klay Thompson. I'm told there is mutual interest between the Magic and Klay Thompson. Thompson, along with several other vets around the league, are looking at the Magic as a situation where if you plug in a guy like Klay Thompson, you plug in another veteran player, whether it be at the point guard position, the shooting guard position, this team can make a real jump around Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. Both guys, Paolo Banchero already a star, already a guy that's been a part of Team USA. Franz Wagner has the ability to potentially be an all-star as well. But if you plug in some more shooting and scoring, I think that's what can take this Orlando team to another level.
Well, damn. Wow. You bring that man on? Wow. Okay, Klay Thompson. Hickey, bad move. He needs to stay, right? Why? He's going to win another championship out there. This is like, and I get it, it's not Patrick Ewing. It's not Michael Jordan. It's Klay Thompson. But looking at this dude in another uniform is like, just dude, you've had an amazing career. Just stay.
Yeah. The only reason why I would say yes, I think it's great and admirable if you can finish your career in one spot. I guess the reason, or I guess the way I look at it is, do the Warriors truly want him? Like, do they, like, is it one of those where, look, we don't want to be the bad guy here and basically say, get out of here, so if you could do us a favor and you leave and save a little face of, hey, they're not kicking me out, I'm leaving on my own, maybe that works better for both sides versus the Klay wants to stay, but the Warriors want an upgrade and they don't really want Klay around, and not for the money that he's going to want. So it's going to be kind of awkward.
This has never been fun. Just take a little less money and just stay. It's it. You get to ride out on your horse. I don't know. Maybe he ends up on the Magic and he comes off the bench and he's like, hey, here's some threes. I did my job. And maybe we get closer to a championship over the next 3 or 4 years. I don't know. It sounds weird. And I don't know if they want to play the, they didn't want me, so I left type game. That just, I don't know, Klay Thompson. I get it. Well, you know what? Like I said last week, who are we talking about taking less money? Was it LeBron? Yeah.
LeBron James, yes, sir.
Yeah, if you're Klay Thompson, I get it, man. Just you won your championships. What does it matter? People will always remember you as a warrior. Just take the money. I'm not mad at him. I really am not. And, I mean, the expectations would not be on him in the same way. I will tell you, the last time we saw Klay Thompson, it was in a play-in game against the Sacramento Kings, and Klay Thompson had a whopping 0 points in 32 minutes as he went 0 of 10 from the field and 0 of 6 from deep. And so maybe a change of scenery would benefit the man, but Klay Thompson in a Magic uniform? Let's just say that's ugly. Klay Thompson, 34 years old, blew out his damn Achilles, blew out his knee. This might be the best for him moving forward. Hey, look, all good things got to come to an end. And so maybe this is the best for Klay Thompson. We know the Warriors didn't even make it into the postseason. Maybe if Klay Thompson was able to put down a few more shots, the game would have been more competitive. Anyway, in about 30 minutes from now, we're going to see a competitive game between the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers. The last time that these teams met was in 2013. I have the image etched into my brain. 7'20", million feet high, Roy Hibbert lifted up his big old arm and blocked a Carmelo Anthony dunk attempt. And at that point, I said, Knicks don't have this. They don't. I can go back to being a kid, watching the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers duke it out in Madison Square Garden, year after year after year, game seven here and wins, losses and 4-point plays and NBA finals. And it was contentious. NBA was much more physical. We had Masons and Oakleys and Davis brothers. We had Smitses and Jacksons and Ewings and Millers and Mullins. We had it all. This team's different now, right? Jalen Brunson is leading the NBA in the postseason in scoring. How many more 30, 40-point games can he have in the playoffs? We're going to find out in about 30 minutes from now. And Tyrese Halliburton, last year he emerged as, quote-unquote, the guy, the young up-and-coming point guard. I mean, they just had the All-Star game in Indianapolis, and he was the toast du jour. He was the main guy. He's made Team USA. Jalen Brunson did not. You don't think Jalen Brunson wants to go out there and prove things? You know what I appreciate? That as much as the fan bases probably hate each other, as much as Josh Hart of the New York Knicks says he hates going out to Indiana to play the Pacers, Jalen Brunson, he has respect for Tyrese Halliburton. Listen to what Jalen had to say.
Great player. And didn't really know him until, like, I knew of him. We met a couple of times, but we didn't really become friends until last summer. And great guy, great family. Yeah, he became one of my friends, obviously, through the experience last summer. And I have all the respect in the world for him and the way he plays the game. And he just goes out there and plays the right way and does what he has to do.
Oh, I like how they throw compliments. This is the new age, right? Hickey, I don't ever remember Charles Oakley throwing compliments at, I don't know, Dale Davis. But hey, a new time, a new era.
Yeah, this is definitely not the 90s. Same teams, totally different way the players interact now.
Well, the coach is a little bit easier, right? The coaches want to psych people out. Rick Carlisle, keep in mind, Rick Carlisle used to coach the Dallas Mavericks before Jason Kidd got there, who, by the way, has got himself a new extension from the Dallas Mavericks today and over the weekend. Rick Carlisle pretty much said that Jalen Brunson was the man, and he's like, I knew this dude was going to be a superstar. Listen to the new head coach of the Pacers, Rick Carlisle.
Jalen Brunson is a guy you would never bet against if you know him. You just don't bet against that guy. I don't know if anybody saw this coming, you know, what he's achieved in 2 years there. But if you know him and you know his character, you're not surprised. You're not shocked.
Oh. It's a love affair. I didn't know that the Pacers and the Knicks could have a love affair, and maybe it will only last before game one, because even Tibbs Coach Thibodeau of the New York Knickerbockers, he's like, oh man, the Pacers' offense is awesome.
They've got good shooting, they've got point guards, they got Siakam, they got Turner, so they got a lot of weapons, a lot of pick and rolls. You got multiple point guards on the floor at the same time, so a lot of slips, a lot of flares. But the main thing is the strengths of the players doesn't change. You got to know what they do, and you got to know them inside and out.
Ugh. Hickey, he sounds more happy right there. I mean, typically he sounds like a miserable fill-in-the-blank, but Tom Thibodeau actually sounds happy there. Is that happy?
For Tibbs's standards, yes. That is almost as happy as you can get. He smiled a few times this year.
Oh, wow.
So that's like the peak. So that's probably one or two steps below. But, hey, it's better than, like you said, most of his demeanor 85, 90% of the time.
Oh, wow. I know he also had a funny response about Jimmy Butler saying that, yeah, if I were playing, I'd beat the Knicks, I'd beat this, and da-da-da-da. Tom Thibodeau said, well, I'll put him in a grinder. All right, well, whatever. I guess Thibodeau is, he's in a good mood, and good for him. Let's see how long it lasts, because in about 25 minutes from now, maybe 20, yeah, about 25, the New York Knicks are going to host the Pacers. Last week, as the New York Knicks try to advance to this space, the New York Knicks tried to move forward against the Sixers. We saw Knick legends in the building. Patrick Ewing, Larry Johnson, Marcus Camby, John Starks, Carmelo Anthony, Latrell Sprewell. I'll stop there. Well, Clyde Frazier was there. He wasn't sitting with those guys, but he was there too. Hickey, they need to have a New York Knicks legends presence on the baseline. They need that for every home game. They need it.
I'm with you. And like I said, I think you need one more guy there as well to really get the crowd going.
We need Charles Oakley to show up.
That we do.
And punch Reggie Miller in the face. That's what we need. I'm just saying, calling the spade a spade. I got the New York Knicks winning this one in six games. I think it's going to be a great series. Hickey got the New York Knicks winning in five games. I don't think so. I think they're going to be much more competitive than that. I hope the Knicks and Pacers, they play each other hard. So let's see what takes place. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, how about this? We got two teams that have already played game one of their semifinals matchup in the West. Minnesota already beat Denver. Anthony Edwards already put up 43 points. What are the Wolves going to do tonight against the Nuggets? That game gets started in about 3 hours from now. Are the Wolves going to go up 2-0? And what's the status of Rudy Gobert? We're going to find out on the other side. Maybe we'll get an update. It's time to have a conversation with Chris Hine from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. You are locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You need to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's time to talk about another professional. This man is a professional. He just swept the Phoenix Suns. He's only 22 years old, can barely buy himself a drink. He just helped the Timberwolves win game one of their semifinals matchup against the Denver Nuggets on Saturday. His name is Anthony Edwards. And to talk about these Timberwolves, we're going to play in action tonight with a chance to go up 2-0 against the Nuggets. To talk about the team and what's going on and everything is Chris Hine from the Minnesota, the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Hey, Chris, how are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm amazing. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. I guess the first question, congratulations, first of all, to Rudy Gobert, the birth of his child. Is he playing basketball tonight, or is that still up in the air?
That's still up in the air right now. Hopefully we'll get some news here within the hour and get a definitive answer on that. But right now, the Wolves were hoping they were going to have him tonight, but we'll see.
Okay. When you think about what Anthony Edwards has been able to do, a little bit of a surprise, no surprise at this point, dropping 43 points on Saturday. He's been on a roll, man.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a surprise just how kind of quickly he's grown this season. I mean, we've seen Anthony Edwards get better every year of his career. I think what's remarkable about this season and this run is that, you know, even up to maybe 1 or 2 months ago, he wasn't really playing like he's playing right now, with this kind of really solid decision making, this late game execution, things like that. The ability to read defenses, he's doing it at such a high level right now, really even better than he was, say, in January or February. So I think that's what's most remarkable about this, is that you're seeing a player just grow up before your eyes right now in the playoffs.
Chris Hine is here with us from the Star Tribune in Minnesota. I am tired, Chris, about the Michael Jordan jokes. To me, they're played out. I know even Anthony has said, like, okay, can we relax? Can we get over this? Is this done? Like, can we get this shut down, or is this going to be on the Internet forever?
I think it's going to be on the Internet forever. The Internet doesn't like to let Michael Jordan die in that way. You know, he's always going to be a topic of conversation when it comes to NBA players. He hovers over everything, right? I mean, just think about, you know, LeBron versus MJ debates are going to go on in perpetuity as much as they may annoy people, right? You know, there's always going to be these things where people are comparing whoever or to Michael Jordan for whatever reason. It's what the internet is, what people love to talk about. I don't know why exactly, but it just seems to always be a topic of conversation.
Well, this man certainly isn't a part of that conversation. He did pick up his own award coming off the bench. It's Naz Reid. Like, there were no expectations that he would necessarily be doing this at this point of the year. And I think a lot of casual NBA fans are finding out about him. Tell us about Naz.
Naz, I don't know that sixth man of the year was in their hopes at the beginning of the season, but this is another example of, you know, kind of a young player that Timberwolves had developed, you know, in the same way like Anthony Edwards and Jaden McDaniels, who gets better with each year. And, you know, I think his confidence has grown, his emotional maturity has grown. know, he doesn't get as down on himself as he used to. And I think a good example of that was game one. He had a terrible first half, didn't score, had two turnovers, but comes back in the fourth quarter. And, you know, before Ant kind of takes over late, Naz Reid got them through the early and middle part of the fourth quarter with 14 points. So he can score in bunches. He's highly skilled. He's got a great handle for a big man. And his defense has really improved as well. I thought he gave Nikola Jokic all he had. And Jokic, you know, certainly wins his battles against anybody, but I thought Naz made him work just as much as anybody might make Nikola Jokic work on that end of the floor.
Well, Chris, you've covered this Wolves team all year long, and we could talk about Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards. Not a lot of people talk about the dude who's going to be 37 later this year, and Mike Conley. He ended up playing 76 games this year. He's been hurt a lot more recently. Do you think if he wasn't as available and present, would the Wolves be right here? What impact has he had or not had on this team's development?
Huge. That can't really be understated. Just the impact that he has from a leadership standpoint, from a, you know, he really is a point guard. Like, you know, the definition of a point guard: runs the offense, gets everybody organized, is a leader on the floor, helps Anthony Edwards, you know, kind of dissect defenses, is always in his ear, telling him what he sees on the floor, always, you know, he says, sitting next to him in film sessions, you know, helping guide him through that. So, you know, Mike Conley is invaluable to this team, and, you know, when they need him to, he can score. He can hit threes, he can still hit that floater. He and Rudy Gobert have excellent chemistry on the pick and roll, which can look unstoppable at times. And, yeah, Mike Conley, they're not here in this position without him, that's for sure.
Now, Chris, you talk about Rudy Gobert again, and everybody will publicly support the man on the birth of his child. If he's not there to help, I don't want to say bully around Jokic, there's nobody bullying him around, but if he's not there, that lessens their odds and chances of winning. I mean, are the fans, have you heard fans upset or worried or bothered? What have you heard, if anything?
I mean, the general consensus on social media is people understand, you know, it's the birth of a child. I mean, I personally, I don't have any kids. I don't know what it's like. But, you know, I think people understand that this is a moment that's bigger than basketball, even a playoff game. So that's honestly the general reaction that I've seen. And, you know, I think the team is the same way. Anthony Edwards earlier this season, he missed the second half of a close game against the Kings, you know, to witness the birth of his daughter. So it's one of those life moments that you have to do everything you can to try and be present for, you know, no matter where you're at professionally in your life.
Yeah, Chris Hine is here with us from the Star Tribune. When you look forward with what we've seen in game one, we don't know the status of Gobert. As an overall, knowing that, yeah, okay, he will eventually be back, even tonight. You got the Wolves taking a series?
I stay out of the prediction game, but I think Denver's in for a run for their money like they haven't seen in the last 2 years. I think this Wolves team is as equipped or better equipped to take them down than any team they faced in these last two playoffs here. And I think the Wolves are a smarter and more mature team than they were a year ago when the Nuggets faced them in the first round of the playoffs. So I expect a deep series. A fun series. I don't see anybody really blowing anybody out as long as the teams are at full strength. I'll condition that with. So I really do think this is going to be an epic second round series, and, you know, one that's really more worthy of a conference finals billing than anything else.
I'd agree with that. Not knowing the status of Rudy Gobert was nice on Saturday to know that Chris Finch was able to show up despite having his knee blown out. How is he feeling after sitting down and the travel and what have you? He's good, right?
He seems good. I mean, we talked to him yesterday at practice, and, you know, he thought game one went well from a communication standpoint with his staff, with the players. The players said they thought it went well. So, you know, it's a little different arrangement having him sit back there. But all in all, it seems to have gone about as smoothly as possible from everybody's account. So, you know, I think the fact that he's able to just be there and be around the bench and communicate is helpful. I don't think he wanted to be in the locker room or be in a suite. I think just being near the action, you know, even if it is not in quite in his typical role, But being right there, kind of in the thick of it, is what he prefers, and it's what the team wants, and everybody was okay with how it went in game one.
Hey, Chris, last question for you. We talked about Anthony Edwards and how he has grown. What's the next step? Like, what possibly could he do next outside of what he's already doing? At this point, he's playing like the best two-guard in the entire league. What's left for him to grow into?
Well, I mean, it's consistency. That's what marks great players in the NBA. It's, you know, how often can you do this? It's not necessarily can you do this. Can you play like this on a given night? It's how many times can you string it together? What makes Nikola Jokic so good is, you know, for instance, Nikola Jokic doesn't go out and occasionally do, you know, 30 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds. Nikola Jokic does that every night he takes the floor, right? That's the mark of a great player, an MVP caliber type of player. So that's the next step for Anthony Edwards, is finding a way to reach that level, where he's doing this kind of stuff every night and not once every, you know, let's say three games or once every four games. And, you know, maybe in that span he has maybe a clunker or an off night. So that's the next step. It's finding a way to do this all the time. That, to me, is the next step in his growth.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for taking the time. Where can people follow you and your work with the Star Tribune?
Twitter, at Christopher Hine, H-I-N-E, and StarTribune.com. Head to our website and subscribe for the Timberwolves playoff run, as long as we'll be doing it.
Hey,
appreciate it.
I think we're going to have a great run. Hey, Chris, thank you. Enjoy the game, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. That Chris Hine from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Meanwhile, outside of the Timberwolves and the Nuggets playing game two tonight, tomorrow we got a game one between the Dallas Mavericks and the Oklahoma City Thunder. How the hell is that going to run? Luka Doncic, Kyrie versus Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Chet Holmgren. We're going to talk about that game on the other side of the break. Jason Kidd, he got a nice present after Jason Kidd was rumored to be in the running to be a coach for the Los Angeles Lakers. We're going to get into the roasting of Mr. Tom Brady. It looks like we got a new rookie of the year in the NBA. No shocks there.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Knicks and the Pacers are underway in Madison Square Garden. Hickey, did Reggie Miller get slapped behind the head yet?
Not that I've seen, and I think I may have given you some bad information.
Oh, he's not there.
I don't think he's there tonight.
Oh, good. Good. Well, that would save violence. We're nonviolent people, right?
We are definitely nonviolent people. We definitely do not advocate for it. But
unless it's Reggie Miller.
Right, of course. Okay. There's always exceptions. But I guess because, well, it makes sense, with Wolves and Nuggets, game two being tonight, he can't be in two places at one time.
Okay. All right. Maybe that's for the best of him. You know, maybe we'll catch him on down the line. Too early in the game, only about 3 minutes have gone by. Indiana leads 8-4. We'll definitely keep you up to date with that one as it concludes and rolls on throughout the course of the night. Thank you so much to Chris Hine joining us from the Star Tribune out in Minnesota to talk about Anthony Edwards and what Hickey just mentioned. Anthony Edwards is just lighting it up for the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll see the Timberwolves take on the Denver Nuggets. That game gets started a little more than 2 hours from now. I'm real interested to see whether or not Rudy Gobert shows up. And I get it. His kid just showed up into the world. I heard it was this morning. You know, and Hickey, I don't want to be the jerk, right? And tell me if I'm being the jerk. And I got a kid, but the baby was born this morning. Like, the baby was born this morning, Hickey. The game is tonight. Like, hop on. I mean, anyway, hop on a plane. Hickey, help me.
No, I know. I think you're right. I think you can accomplish both, where you can be there for the birth this morning and get back. I mean, I'm assuming he's flying from Minnesota, right? It would be my guess.
Yeah, I don't think he's coming from Paris, right?
I don't think so. So, that, I mean, That can't be that long of a flight from Minnesota to Denver, I can't imagine. And I'm sure, whether it's the, you know, Wolves plane, private plane, et cetera, I'm sure he got, you know, a quick way to get there. He'll be playing tonight.
I don't think there are any concerns when it comes to his travel. I guess he wants to make it dramatic. We're going to find out soon enough. I just think that you can have a monumental moment in the morning and have another one at night. If anything, there'd be some motivation to go out there and be like, man, he has to feel like he's on cloud nine. At the same time, his partner, I don't know if it's his wife, his girlfriend, whatever the case, Hickey, she might be looking at him like, where you going? You know, she might be like, you got to stay here with me.
Well, that's the whole thing, right? I mean, the kid doesn't know if you're there or not. So it's more about the partner, right?
Baby doesn't know a damn thing right now.
That's right. That's right.
Baby doesn't know anything.
Giving birth is not easy. So I'm sure it's a lot easier with someone else next to you, supporting you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, before I get yelled at, I'm going to get emails and angry emails. Hey, well, anyway, that's perfectly fine. I'll close and say this. Just go play the game, man. You know, I get it. So I put it to you this way, Hickey. I've also heard people on the other side who say, hey, I've heard NBA guys say, my wife, my girlfriend would have told me, hey, I gave birth. We're here. We're okay. Go play. Like, go play the game. Like, everybody's relationship is different, I guess, is the best way, right?
That is true, right? One size does not fit all. But also, too, maybe it's, look, you have, you know, the birth happens in the morning. Do you have to be there for shoot around? Probably not. So maybe take a little extra time, be with your newborn, and let's say maybe 2 o'clock local, you fly out, you land.
Yeah.
And you're like, he'll be there for the game. No doubt about it.
If he's not there for the game and they lose, I mean, this is a big game. I mean, they're all big games. But as Chris Hahn just said, this is going to be a series that's played tough. I think this series is harder to call than anything we got going on right now between the New York Knicks and the Pacers. Like, this is a tough one. I mean, these are the defending champs. The Minnesota Timberwolves are a gigantic team. If there is any team in the playoffs right now who could move them the hell up on out the way, I would look at the Timberwolves. And a part of that is because Rudy Gobert is, what, like 7'1", 7'2"? It's not like he's some bum off the bench. And by the way, Rudy Gobert, they gave up a lot to bring him in. They traded the world for him. When you think about how much money Rudy Gobert is making, this man is making like $40+ million a year. Like, they brought him in for games like today. Hickey, I've also heard something.
Oh, what's that?
I've heard from players that When you do the thing to make the babies, you try to plan it. You know what I'm saying? You try to do it in the off season, so not like now.
Can you fault Rudy Gobert? I mean, his whole career, he's been one and done.
Oh, damn.
You know, he's had May open on the calendar for his whole career.
So Rudy Gobert, he planned it, and he's like, hey, by this week, I expect it to be home. And now he's playing meaningful basketball, so.
Go figure. This is the year where, right, the team's actually, you know, has a chance to go all the way to the finals.
Yeah, congratulations to Rudy Gobert and his partner in the birth of his child. Congratulations. Let's see if he shows up for work tonight. Somebody who is going to show up for work, I told you we got about 2 hours or so before this game gets underway. We got the Dallas Mavericks. Oh, that's not, what am I doing? That's tomorrow. Hickey, I'm over here conflating the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. I've had to wait so damn long for the Thunder to play another basketball game. Hickey, they last played last Monday. It's going to be 8 days since they eliminated and swept the Pelicans out of the playoffs. Are they going to be rusty or what tomorrow?
You would think. I mean, it's a lot of rest, but that, especially for a young team, almost you want to keep on playing when you play as well as they did against the Pelicans. It's a long time to be sitting and waiting.
Look, the Dallas Mavericks, it took them until Friday night to get those elderly Clippers the hell up on out of here. 114-101 was the final score on Friday night, and Dallas won that series 4-2. Kyrie Irving woke up, had 30 points. Luka Doncic woke up, had 28 points. That game was so uninteresting. It was in the bag. I quit watching that game on Friday, and I turned it the hell off. And so now, we got to wait until tomorrow, not tonight, tomorrow. The Mavericks go at it against the young Oklahoma City Thunder. Why the Thunder here, being young as they are, I have no idea, but they are. I think I do know the answer. It's a Canadian man named Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Goes to the free throw line whenever the hell he wants, drops 30 points a game. He does what he wants. They got Chet Holmgren. They got Jalen Williams. They got a young squad. A little small, a little short, but they got a squad. And against the Dallas Mavericks tried to pretty much trade for depth throughout the course of the season and size. They added P.J. Washington, Daniel Gafford. They got him over from Washington. But still, it's a two-man team. It's Kawhi, it's Kyrie. Kawhi's on the beach. Hickey, you think he's in Cancun or where is he at, Bahamas?
I think he's just at his house. He does not seem like a vacation guy at all. He's just sitting in his house by himself, no TV, no music, just sitting in silence.
I saw Kawhi in Vegas for a fight one time. He showed up for a fight.
So he does live up to his nickname of fun guy, huh?
He walked into the MGM Grand, what I assume his wife or girlfriend, and nobody gave a damn.
He's quiet enough where he could blend in if he wants to.
Is 6'7"?
Well, that could give it away a little bit.
He walked through the MGM Grand and people saw that it was him. And typically people get mobbed. Like, he had a garment bag, I guess, to change into whatever he was going to wear for the fight. He had some luggage with his girlfriend, wife, and he walked clear into the MGM, and there were people who looked over at him, and it's just nobody cared. You know, typically, if Steph Curry, and I get it, it's Steph Curry, if he walked through the lobby of the MGM Grand, he couldn't do it. He'd get kidnapped because he's a grown man, but he'd get body snatched. He'd get mobbed. Kawhi Leonard just walked through the MGM Grand lobby on a Saturday afternoon before a fight. And everybody's just like, oh, it's Kawhi. Meh. Nobody cared. He went right to the check-in desk, the fancy one for the rich people. And he went to the fight after. Nobody gave a damn. So he might be somewhere spectacular. But, yeah, he's probably at home, Hickey. Good point. Anyway, the man who I was actually referring to, Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic, if they don't show up and destroy the world by putting up, I don't know, 70 points a game, 35 each. I don't know, man. I think the Mavs might run out of gas. I think the only thing that might save them against the Oklahoma City Thunder is experience and youth and maybe size. That's it. Do I think that Oklahoma City's going to run them out the building? Not necessarily. But I'm going to take OKC to go to the Western Conference Finals unless Luka has a God series. Is it possible? Of course it is. I think that's their only hope. Anyway, somebody who's currently a member of the Mavericks, and now we know he's not going anywhere, doesn't play for the team anymore. He's actually their head coach. His name is Jason Kidd. Over the weekend, Jason Kidd, his name was attached, just like everybody else's name, to the Los Angeles Lakers and their head coaching job. Well, Jason Kidd spoke to the media and he said, damn it, I'm just glad that they like me and they want to pay me and keep me here. Listen to Kidd.
Yeah, it means a lot. The work that, you know, the coaching staff and the players are putting in, you know, means a lot. And hopefully they saw that. And, you know, through the good and through the stuff that we had to get better at, you know, this is work in progress. This is a very talented team. And so to be a part of it, I'm very blessed.
Okay. He got to figure out a way to stop Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He can be blessed with his new contract. Shai Gilgeous is like, here's 30 points. Here's 35 points. He just does what he wants. And from one point guard to another, Kidd is like, we got to stop that guy.
He's one of the best young players in this league. And so he puts a lot of pressure on your defense. And everyone's going to get a chance to guard him. Just understand we're coming out of a series with Paul George and Harden, who can, you know, flat out score the ball. So hopefully we can have some carryover from the defensive side to just try to make it tough on Shai and those guys. They're going to make tough shots. Our theory is try to make them take tough shots and hopefully that we can get them to miss them.
Man, we got to wait one more day before we see Oklahoma City in the Dallas Mavericks. One more day. And speaking of young players, yeah, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he might be in that category. We had a young player, a 20-year-old, not even American, just win Rookie of the Year. I'm going to tell you who he is. You should probably know who it is. We'll talk about him. I'll fill you in on the other side of the break. More international players are taking over the NBA. We'll talk about him on the other side. The JR Sportbeat Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Knicks and the Pacers are underway in Madison Square Garden. Hickey, did Reggie Miller get slapped behind the head yet?
Not that I've seen, and I think I may have given you some bad information.
Oh, he's not
there. I don't think he's there tonight.
Oh, good. Good. Well, that would save violence. We're nonviolent people, right?
We are definitely nonviolent people. We definitely do not advocate for it. But
unless it's Reggie Miller.
Right, of course. Okay. There's always exceptions. But I guess it makes sense, with Wolves and Nuggets, game two being tonight, he can't be in two places at one time.
Okay. All right, maybe that's for the best of him. You know, maybe we'll catch him on down the line. Too early in the game, only about 3 minutes have gone by. Indiana leads 8-4. We'll definitely keep you up to date with that one as it concludes and rolls on throughout the course of the night. Thank you so much to Chris Hine joining us from the Star Tribune out in Minnesota to talk about Anthony Edwards and what Hickey just mentioned. Anthony Edwards is just lighting it up for the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll see the Timberwolves take on the Denver Nuggets. That game gets started a little more than 2 hours from now. I'm real interested to see whether or not Rudy Gobert shows up. And I get it. His kid just showed up into the world. I heard it was this morning. You know, and Hickey, I don't want to be the jerk, right? And tell me if I'm being the jerk. And I got a kid, but the baby was born this morning. Like, the baby was born this morning, Hickey. The game is tonight. Like, Hickey, help me.
No, I know. I think you're right. I think you can accomplish both, where you can be there for the birth this morning and get back. I mean, I'm assuming he's flying from Minnesota, right? It would be my guess.
Yeah, I don't think he's coming from Paris, right?
I don't think so. So, That can't be that long of a flight from Minnesota to Denver, I can't imagine. And I'm sure, whether it's the, you know, Wolves plane, private plane, et cetera, I'm sure he got, you know, a quick way to get there. He'll be playing tonight.
I don't think there are any concerns when it comes to his travel. I guess he wants to make it dramatic. We're going to find out soon enough. I just think that you can have a monumental moment in the morning and have another one at night. If anything, there'd be some motivation to go out there and be like, man, he has to feel like he's on cloud nine. At the same time, his partner, I don't know if it's his wife, his girlfriend, whatever the case, Hickey, she might be looking at him like, where you going? You know, she might be like, you got to stay here with me.
Well, that's the whole thing, right? I mean, the kid doesn't know if you're there or not. So it's more about the partner, right?
Baby doesn't know a damn thing right now.
That's right. That's right.
Baby doesn't know anything.
Giving birth is not easy. So I'm sure it's a lot easier with someone else next to you, supporting you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, before I get yelled at, I'm going to get emails and angry emails. Hey, well, anyway, that's perfectly fine. I'll close and say this. Just go play the game, man. You know, I get it. So I put it to you this way, Hickey. I've also heard people on the other side who say, hey, I've heard NBA guys say, my wife, my girlfriend would have told me, hey, I gave birth. We're here. We're okay. Go play. Like, go play the game. Like, everybody's relationship is different, I guess, is the best way, right?
That is true, right? One size does not fit all. But also, too, maybe it's, look, you have, you know, the birth happens in the morning. Do you have to be there for shoot around? Probably not. So maybe take a little extra time, be with your newborn, and let's say maybe 2 o'clock local, you fly out, you land.
Yeah.
And you're like, he'll be there for the game. No doubt about it.
If he's not there for the game and they lose, I mean, this is a big game. I mean, they're all big games. But as Chris Hahn just said, this is going to be a series that's played tough. I think this series is harder to call than anything we got going on right now between the New York Knicks and the Pacers. Like, this is a tough one. I mean, these are the defending champs. The Minnesota Timberwolves are a gigantic team. If there is any team in the playoffs right now who could move them the hell up on out the way, I would look at the Timberwolves. And a part of that is because Rudy Gobert is, what, like 7'1", 7'2"? It's not like he's some bum off the bench. And by the way, Rudy Gobert, they gave up a lot to bring him in. They traded the world for him. When you think about how much money Rudy Gobert is making, this man is making like $40+ million a year. Like, they brought him in for games like today. Hickey, I've also heard something.
Oh, what's that?
I've heard from players that when you do the thing to make the babies, you try to plan it. You know what I'm saying? You try to do it in the off season, so not like now.
Can you fault Rudy Gobert? I mean, his whole career, he's been one and done.
Oh, damn.
You know, he's had May open on the calendar for his whole career.
So Rudy Gobert, he planned it, and he's like, hey, by this week, I expect it to be home. And now he's playing meaningful basketball. So
go figure, this is the year where, right, the team's actually, you know, has a chance to go all the way to the finals.
Yeah, congratulations to Rudy Gobert and his partner in the birth of his child. Congratulations. Let's see if he shows up for work tonight. Somebody who is going to show up for work. I told you we got about 2 hours or so before this game gets underway. We got the Dallas Mavericks. Oh, that's not, what am I doing? That's tomorrow. Hickey, I'm over here conflating the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. I've had to wait so damn long for the Thunder to play another basketball game. Hickey, they last played last Monday. It's going to be 8 days since they eliminated and swept the Pelicans out of the playoffs. Are they going to be rusty or what tomorrow?
You would think. I mean, it's a lot of rest, but that, especially for a young team, almost you want to keep on playing when you play as well as they did against the Pelicans. It's a long time to be sitting and waiting.
Look, the Dallas Mavericks, it took them until Friday night to get those elderly Clippers the hell up on out of here. 114-101 was the final score on Friday night, and Dallas won that series 4-2. Kyrie Irving woke up, had 30 points. Luka Doncic woke up, had 28 points. That game was so uninteresting. It was in the bag. I quit watching that game on Friday, and I turned it the hell off. And so now, we got to wait until tomorrow, not tonight, tomorrow. The Mavericks go at it against the young Oklahoma City Thunder. Why the Thunder here, being young as they are, I have no idea, but they are. I think I do know the answer. It's a Canadian man named Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Goes to the free throw line whenever the hell he wants, drops 30 points a game. He does what he wants. They got Chet Holmgren. They got Jalen Williams. They got a young squad. A little small, a little short, but they got a squad. And against the Dallas Mavericks tried to pretty much trade for depth throughout the course of the season and size. They added P.J. Washington, Daniel Gafford. They got him over from Washington. But still, it's a two-man team. It's Kawhi, or excuse me, it's Kyrie. Kawhi is on the beach. Hickey, you think he's in Cancun, or where is he at, Bahamas?
I think he's just at his house. He does not seem like a vacation guy at all. He's just sitting in his house by himself, no TV, no music, just sitting in silence.
I saw Kawhi in Vegas for a fight one time. I saw
really?
Him in Vegas. Yeah, he showed up for a fight.
So he does live up to his nickname of fun guy, huh?
He walked into the MGM Grand, what I assume his wife or girlfriend, and nobody gave a damn.
He could, I mean, he's quiet enough where he could blend in if he wants to.
Is 6'7"?
Well, that could give it away a little bit.
He walked through the MGM Grand and people saw that it was him. And typically people get mobbed. Like, he had a garment bag. He had a garment bag, I guess, to change into whatever he was going to wear for the fight. He had some luggage with his girlfriend, wife. And he walked clear into the MGM and there were people who looked over at him and it's just nobody cared. You know, typically, if Steph Curry, and I get it, it's Steph Curry. if he walked through the lobby of the MGM Grand, he couldn't do it. He'd get, I don't want to say he'd get kidnapped because he's a grown man, but he'd get body snatched. He'd get mobbed. Kawhi Leonard just walked through the MGM Grand lobby on a Saturday afternoon before a fight. And everybody's just like, oh, it's Kawhi. Meh. Nobody cared. He went right to the check-in desk, the fancy one for the rich people, and he went to the fight after. Nobody gave a damn. So he might be somewhere spectacular, but yeah, he's probably at home, Mickey. Good point. Anyway, the man who I was actually referring to, Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic, if they don't show up and destroy the world by putting up, I don't know, 70 points a game, 35 each, I don't know, man. I think the Mavs might run out of gas. I think the only thing that might save them against the Oklahoma City Thunder is experience and youth and maybe size. That's it. Do I think that Oklahoma City's going to run them out the building? Not necessarily. But I'm going to take OKC to go to the Western Conference Finals unless Luka has a God series. Is it possible? Of course it is. I think that's their only hope. Anyway, somebody who's currently a member of the Mavericks, and now we know he's not going anywhere, doesn't play for the team anymore. He's actually their head coach. His name is Jason Kidd. Over the weekend, Jason Kidd, his name was attached, just like everybody else's name, to the Los Angeles Lakers and their head coaching job. Well, Jason Kidd spoke to the media and he said, damn it, I'm just glad that they like me and they want to pay me and keep me here. Listen to Kidd.
Yeah, it means a lot. The work that, you know, the coaching staff and the players are putting in, you know, means a lot. And hopefully they saw that. And, you know, through the good and through the stuff that we had to get better at, you know, this is work in progress. This is a very talented team. And so to be a part of it, I'm very blessed.
Okay. He got to figure out a way to stop Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He can be blessed with his new contract. Shai Gilgeous is like, here's 30 points. Here's 35 points. He just does what he wants. And from one point guard to another, Kidd is like, we got to stop that guy.
He's one of the best young players in this league. And so he puts a lot of pressure on your defense. And everyone's going to get a chance to guard him. Just understand we're coming out of a series with Paul George and Harden. Who can, you know, flat out score the ball. So hopefully we can have some carryover from the defensive side to just try to make it tough on Shai and those guys. They're going to make tough shots. Our theory is try to make them take tough shots and hopefully that we can get them to miss them.
Man, we got to wait one more day before we see Oklahoma City and the Dallas Mavericks. One more day. And speaking of young players, yeah, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he might be in that category. We had a young player, a 20-year-old, not even American, just win Rookie of the Year. I'm going to tell you who he is. You should probably know who it is. We'll talk about him. I'll fill you in on the other side of the break. More international players are taking over the NBA. We'll talk about him on the other side. The JR Sportbeat Show, the Infinity Sports Network.